like.
Your script.
No.
Weren't we going to finish up
agenda review?
Agenda review.
Yes,
I believe you made that motion.
I believe I did, sir.
Thank you for bringing that to my room.
Since Nikki's not here, I was going to let you.
One of the things I'd like to add to the discussions we're going to have with council is whatever liability might exist regarding wires on ground from different companies that are providing services on county right-of-ways.
All right, I'll make a note of that.
Whether or not counties should be involved with charging for easements if those companies utilize.
Okay. I'll make a note of that into the...
Thank you.
The other item that is in the folder that we need to discuss is board appointments for P&Z and BOA. I'd like to have that on discussion at 10:30 on Monday. That is at the end of our other discussion with Biosolids. We have a time slot, if that's all right with you.
Well, let me ask this. Are we ready to move forward in that area, or should we discuss it and move forward?
We probably, I would like to come forward with some names. I mean, I don't know if we can make recommendations, but we've got to move forward.
Names to chat about?
Names to chat about. So if you're right with 10:30, how much time?
No, 15.
15 minutes.
Will it take that long?
No, not unless we're going to make possible appointments as we discuss.
We could, but we'll block at 15. We may double block at that same time then. I'll make sure that gets posted. And then that's already been posted. Look at this one as I go through this file. We've said nothing on this one. We've said no on this one for a while. Look at the requester.
I see him.
But we already sent a response back.
I understand.
Okay.
No.
That's still going to hold.
I don't think that this should be an item.
I don't think this should be an item either, right?
I think either we should talk about it during a road and bridge roundtable discussion, or it could be a legal question.
Here's this one. This one, I think they can purchase it if they want to, but we've had a policy on that before, haven't we, Danny? I thought that's come up in the past.
Yeah, it has.
And we just said if they want to purchase them, they can, but we're not going to provide them, I believe, is what we said.
We have a liability if we put them up.
Yep. All right, so no's on those.
Julian, would you also make a note that at 9 o'clock on, or as soon as we open commission on Monday, we need to introduce the new HR administrator?
Absolutely.
Just
right here. This one is the next one that's been requested.
Direction. What does that mean?
Yeah, let me write something down now. You can pass that to Danny next there.
Yeah, I think that'll be at a time of our choosing.
Right, so I'm...
No.
We'll put that off. What did we...
Is that all right with you, Dan? Not to do that?
Yeah, but I don't know what that means.
Well, read what I wrote on the second page.
Yeah, I know.
We're not ready to talk about that.
Okay. The MoDOT barn discussions, 15, 30 minutes? What do you think, Dan?
15.
So let's... We'll
schedule that at the same time as...
So I was thinking 10:30 also on that. 10:30, Monday.
Do you think they'll have the paperwork in place for us?
That's what...
I was told yesterday in an email that it was taken care of a couple days ago. Wow.
Hi, Mr. Stottle.
Time agenda. All right, so next one is this. Didn't we discuss about having, we can't have a benefits fair date until we know what benefits we're going to have. Don't we have Acres already coming in and do a presentation to us pretty soon? You remember that conversation?
I have met with different players within the county that are going to be involved. Purchasing director, HR person.
Yeah.
I thought as soon as our HR director is on board, we can chat.
Send that to whoever does the parks. They get the trailer.
More, thank you, more in depth, I can get the words out today.
He's not there today.
In our meeting, I've already asked Jim that personnel within the county deliver the information that we need to help steer us in this direction.
Okay.
We're also opening that at least this time until the commission makes a decision for all options.
Okay.
Whether that option be continue where we're at, whether it be look at different brokers, whether it be self-insured.
Sure.
But all options.
So we wait on that. This is the next request form that I pretty much know the answer to that, but I'm going to go ahead and pass it down.
I think that's something that we need to discuss during budgetary time. I need to take a look at that agreement that was signed in order to make a decision.
I have it. I know that.
Her question is, was it the first or the fourth?
Four.
That, I mean, I can show you, but...
I have it signed up there in my office. I just have to pull it, but if you've already looked at it.
Yeah.
Did you write no on that?
Yes, for the time being.
No, I mean both, no.
No.
Not only no.
I think this is old, guys. I think this is when we were talking about doing budget discussions, but we're already in September. We're going to start having budget hearings. What?
Let's just get rid of that.
Get rid of that one. That we don't need that at all.
It's on the last part of the agenda today.
And this is scheduled for November. We're doing that for November.
So we can begin an outline.
Yeah. And we don't have an update on this from Ms. Keck yet, do we? Castle Rock?
No.
Okay. So that'll stay in there until we get an update.
Actually,
everything is...
He's supposed to, I think, supply one more document.
But they're working.
That they've requested. And
okay, so if I'm not mistaken, then we've added two things to Monday, which puts us finishing up around 11. Do you want to move the executive session with Pat Keck forward? Because she's going to be here at 9:30 anyway with the biosolids.
Yeah.
And that way we can just keep her here.
Yeah.
Since she charges by the hour, and we'll just rearrange that then.
But I would like to stick it on the agenda, even though it's a matter that's going to take 60 seconds, and that's the introduction of the new HR director.
Yeah, no, put that on the agenda. Right.
I believe I'll that, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, here, you can put that on here if you do the official form.
And if you would alert her that we're going to do that.
I'll
and if you would also alert Dixie that I had scheduled her at 8 o'clock with that individual to go through paperwork and so forth.
On Monday, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to post a note.
I have that written right here.
Right here.
I think, quite frankly, it needs to be where Linda was for the time.
I think so, too, but that's going to make sure. I just got to make sure.
Space.
But we can talk about that in the executive here. So there's that. There's that. Okay, so I think we're adding those, and you're going to move executive. Okay, you're going to move the executive to... If you want to, because we should get through everything pretty fast, move.
I have, for you all's edification, regarding the conflict of interest ordinance, our council brought a couple of things to my attention. I asked council to do further research and call me back. Last day for that is today.
We approved that month.
I understand that.
The only thing the council brought up to me was we could handle it in a handbook and a policy is all I, the item that she brought up to me, Pat. Why don't you do this? Move, you can put these guys at 1:15 and move the executive sessions to before lunch if Frank can be here. You're going to have to ask a couple questions, such as, can Frank be here at 10:30?
With the moving this forward.
Yeah, if we move it forward, can Frank be here at 10:30? If so, then we'll do executive from 10:30 to noon and then do these barn and the other things after lunch.
So
1:15, because we have an agenda request at 1 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
You just have to see what Frank's schedule. If Frank can't be here, then we obviously need to leave executive the way it is.
Well, there's a lot of stuff we cover, though, Jim, that that is not in, he's not involved in.
True.
With Pat, and we could go ahead and leave it like it is. Go ahead and move, if she can be here.
Well, she's going to be here at 9:30, so.
So let's just leave her, leave that on at 11. Because last time we go through and then.
I'll send you a note. I know what Danny's saying. We'll probably further the discussion more. We'll send you a note on what the clarifications are on that.
And these right here?
You just leave them there. We're filling them up as we go here. That goes there.
Do you have one left with you?
No.
You guys are good?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jillian.
Okay. Oh, Jillian.
Oh, sorry.
Put this on the... Make sure that we discuss this with Pat Cat session. Would you make sure that that gets somehow, we don't forget that.
I'm going to entertain a motion to go into executive session for purposes of personnel.
Motion to go into executive pursuant 610.021.3 personnel.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session. RSMO 610.021 subsection 3 discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.